Everybody, welcome to the last ZCon sessions recording at ZCon 4. We're just finishing up the event today. Going to be heading to the pool a little bit.
Certainly. Getting very exciting.
Getting the shorts on, get some sun. I'm very excited for that. I'm here with Zach Meck, who is from, correct me if I'm wrong, the Global Ambassadors Program.
That's correct.
And been working on a number of cool things with regards to the Zcash ecosystem. There's one thing in particular I want to talk with you about today. But first, you know, why are you working on Zcash? What's your background? And what have been some of the things you've been recently working on that make you super excited?
Okay, well, my background, originally I was an English teacher. I studied at the University of St. Andrews. Actually, I'm from a family of English teachers, and I met my wife at teaching English in a school in London.
Okay.
That's the background. We've been sort of, we stopped teaching. We developed properties for a while, and we've been renovating properties, and we've ended up living in Southwest France.
Okay.
I came across Zcash. My name is Josh. Zcash Josh.
Zcash.
I don't know.
We got a nickname there.
The beer. So I came across Zcash first, probably around about 2018. Okay. I'd already been pretty familiar with Bitcoin and with crypto since like the maybe 2013-14. And I came across Zuko talking about Zcash on YouTube, and was just, as soon as I heard about, I suppose everybody goes down the sort of same rabbit hole. You think that Bitcoin and crypto in general is preserving your privacy, and when you start to pull at the thread and discover that actually this can actually be a pretty dystopian future if you don't secure privacy at a more fundamental level, it just becomes very, very clear that something has to be done. So that was how I came across it. But then, you know, I hadn't actually done anything other than just buying it and holding it myself. I'd been talking to my friends about it, but hadn't done anything about it until earlier this year. I sadly lost my father last year, and that was a bit difficult. But this year, I decided to get in touch with the Zcash Foundation, and applied for the Global Ambassador Program, and I've met a lot of nice, very nice people, and people who are like-minded, people who are interested in the same preserving the same principles that I'm very, very concerned with doing. My two children are becoming Frencher and Frencher by the day, especially the younger, my daughter, has essentially been in France for most of her life now, and a big portion of that life was conducted during the coronavirus restrictions and the mandates, and I was concerned with what I saw as a project on the one hand of creating a CBDC future, and at the same time, the erection of these barriers, passport controls, and vaccine passports, which I worried could be at some point put together in some form to restrict individual freedoms. Now, I'm not a vaccine.
I think it's independent of like your view on the various components of this. It's just like we don't want mandates and digital tracking to be a part of this. So if I am of the group that makes the decision to not participate in this general social consensus, I don't want to have the consequence be I'm going to be surveilled and my bank account shut down. And these are the things that we're trying to avoid. So I think that's what you're meaning to say is like, or what I'm thinking here, what you're trying to say is this is potentially a reason where Zcash is like really useful to help people have an opt-out strategy or something of that nature.
I very, very much so. I wouldn't like to get on a plane without a parachute, and I feel like the plane could go still in a decent direction. The plane that we're on, I don't believe that we are living in a complete dystopia, and I think people's intentions are good. People at the top level are trying, and I think people throughout the wider ecosystem, not just in crypto, are trying to make the world a better place. But the dangers are there, And these kind of technologies could be used for ill or for or to empower us. And I hope it will be the latter. No, you're completely right. I mean, I think it's irrespective of your personal opinions on whether you wanted to be vaccinated or whether you didn't want to be vaccinated or whether you believe in voting for this party or that party. There needs to be consent is important, and mandating anything you have to be very careful with.
Yeah, extremely careful. I'm in total agreement with you there. So part of leveraging these technologies, right? So we have all of us have different personal motivations,
mm-hmm.
and we have different reasons for why we're here. Kind of that opt-out strategy is definitely one of them that I think many of us hold. But to get to that future, we have to actively try and use this thing. Like, it's mm-hmm. very good to maybe buy it on X platform and hold it and hope for some type of return on investment. But we need to use it. And you're doing something extremely interesting, which I think is super cool. I will make my pilgrimage to eventually.
Absolutely.
But it's this idea of creating a new physical location where we can all come together. And yeah, I'm interested to hear what is this idea? What's the name? And
well, so the name is the Zebra Lounge. The idea has come about because my affiliation now with the Zcash community has been developed from, well, I've been in one part of the world and everyone else is in disparate locations, and we've been communicating via Signal and various messaging apps, which has been great. And I've made new friends and colleagues in this way. But that's fantastic that we could do that. And it was, for me, it was eye-opening, you know, being on the Discord channels. And I'm from the generation maybe before the ones that find this completely natural.
Yeah.
But it's been eye-opening to be able to be part of that remote, wider community. But at the same time, coming to this, coming to ZCon here, reminds you that you can't replace face-to-face interaction. You can't eschew it completely. And I've been talking to various other community members like Ryan and yourself and other people, and it just the idea of creating a venue where people could actually meet and share a meal, share a drink, but also to talk things over and to work and to socialize with like-minded individuals. So we've been working on the creation of we're converting the wine cellars in a property that we have in Southwest France to something which will be called the Zebra Lounge. And the Zebra Lounge will be initially a place for hosting Zcash meetups and events, beer festivals, music festivals. We'll try to do one or two a month to start with. And ultimately, we want to create a club and venue which is very open and welcoming for all privacy-concerned citizens and people working on these kind of technology, which are very transformative and will create the rails for, I think, not a dystopian future, but a better future. Mm-hmm. But I think if we can meet together in person, it can help avoid schisms and acrimony within communities, which, you know, they happens. We don't want chain forks. We don't want, and these things can happen and have happened. Probably some of this can be avoided if people are in the same room a bit more often and not communicating by
messaging online. Yeah.
So I hope that what we can do with the Zebra Lounge is create a place where people can just come together and chill, like we're doing here, and also, you know, there's space there to down the line to create work pods and areas where digital nomads can actually come and stay for a couple of days together from, I know we've got people here from Venezuela, from all over the world, and we've got people who have never met, and we've got people who've been friends for years.
Yeah.
Now, if we create a place at the Zebra Ranch where these people can, some in the future, come and work, maybe stay for a couple of days, enjoy their time together, and do this on an ad hoc basis whenever is necessary as part of their communities and as part of their projects that they're working on, I think that we can empower, but maybe we can get where we're going quicker. Maybe we can.
I think that's a really important thing, because some of my favorite places in the world are these environments where it's a normal, it's a place that's welcoming, and you go and it's just almost like any other kind of venue or restaurant or bar or co-working space. But that little bit of like the pictures on the wall kind of, for me, espousing like the ideas of like crypto anarchy and and kind of the environment of being able to pay with Bitcoin or Monero or Zcash.
Yeah.
Like, these things are so cool. And they give me a little bit more, not motivation, but I don't know, hope for the future. And it motivates me to take steps in, into that direction as well.
Well,
this
well,
could be a place where people can use Zcash, right? And have it.
I hope so. Well, I mean, I hope so. And I really enjoyed one of your talks earlier in the week, which was inspirational for me because you were talking about and you were talking about the idea of Zcash not taking a position. It's not necessary for us to convince people of, you know, what I think or what you think. The point is to create a convenient technology which can be used and is better than all of the others and has privacy. And I know that Zcash does that, and I know that ZSAs will do that, and I'll use them. I don't think I need to teach people or preach to people about it. I think the best thing is, like you say, creating venues and opportunities for people just to use it, where it's easier, it's seamless, and when they do that, they will realize, well, they won't even realize, they'll just say, that was easy, let's do more of it.
And yeah.
So yeah, exactly. The Zebra Lounge, yes, the idea is, like I said before, but one of the other very key points, which as I say, we'll do it in a modular way. We'll start with petit à petit, like they say in French. So we'll do little by little. But I really would like to create essentially a pizza restaurant. This is a good idea. So okay. So I let's say the second step after the Zebra Lounge is going to be also food. Okay, in the Zebra Lounge. And people can pay for their pizza with Zcash, because I nearly said Zcash, but I've been learning it's not Zcash, it's Zcash.
Zcash. I think some people say Zcash.
I prefer now Zcash. We were talking to someone last night who was saying it's almost like it's not the letter. It's the
We'll debate that later. I don't know if I agree with that.
Okay.
Go ahead. So paying with pizza, paying for things in with Zcash, paying for pizza.
Paying for pizza in Zcash, and I like the idea of. So the Global Ambassador Program pays a stipend to the ambassadors, and like this is obviously very helpful. It can help with the projects that you're working on to push Zcash awareness in your communities. But I think that a nice idea would be to let's say we have a pizza restaurant and it's powered by Zcash. If people in the local communities could buy a pizza which was subsidized by effectively, instead of, like, let's say I'm the ambassador, I don't need the ambassador stipend. Instead, I distribute that stipend through the community. So the first, I don't know, 100 pizzas that are sold every month are subsidized by that stipend. And so this way people, I mean, because I'm astonished, in France, sometimes you pay 19 euros for a pizza. It's a pizza. What does it cost, a euro to make it or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
And this is, and the thing is, most people in the world do not, including in France, including in America, most people do not have thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars of assets. And so the idea of talking about kind of the number go up, Bitcoin store of value for Zcash seems to me a bit perverse for a large portion of humanity who just don't have the ability to save that money. They have to spend it.
I think the important way is, like, how can we take this model of the Dev Fund, which has its various trade-offs, and I think we need to acknowledge that.
Of course.
And giving it the ability to decentralize the earning of block rewards to give that opportunity to as many people as possible.
Exactly.
And then they'll go out and they'll go to these places, like the Zebra Lounge, and then they'll purchase things, and that is stimulating an economy.
Exactly.
Using Zcash as the currency for medium exchange. That, like, the model is, like, we need more of these things so we can have the opportunity to not only just go out and use it, but to use it for things that are worthwhile and support the people that are creating worthwhile endeavors. That's how you build.
Of course. That's it.
Build these little economies outside of, centralized banking and everything.
I think so. And I think if you put money, because it's complicated. I mean, I know to be part of the Global Ambassador Program, I had to be KYC'd. Okay.
Yeah.
That's an issue. Okay. So I'm KYC'd. Now, every person who comes to order a pizza or a beer doesn't want to be KYC'd in order to receive some portion of this dev fund in that way.
Yeah, because if they need to get the money to buy it. There needs to be a way to get the money to pay for like the pizza, right?
Yeah.
So we can't have the entire model rely
on that
distribution organizations
but,
park here.
But on the other hand, what you can do is if the pizza's in it's going to be called Scudo Zabrato. So you can look at scudozabrato.com for this is I like the Italian the zebra shield. I like this. It's our domain name for the Zebra Lounge. But ultimately, as the pizza thing is developed, I think it's nice to have an Italian phrase.
Yeah.
But so if people come to Scudo Zabrato to buy a pizza and it costs, let's say it costs instead of 12 euros, it costs 6 euros because it's subsidized by this ambassador stipend.
Okay.
Then that puts more money in their pocket. They don't physically receive the Zcash, but. So there's no need to KYC anyone. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think that this is being distributed to them in this way.
Okay.
The stipend it still goes to the ambassador. The ambassador, it's the cost of producing the pizza, and effectively it subsidizes the cost of producing the pizza. So I believe that you could effectively distribute, well, not distribute, you could effectively put more money back in the pockets of the local community in this way. Now, that means that they maybe have, if they've spent 6 euros on the pizza, then they have 6 euros extra, and then they can buy some Zcash themselves through a KYC platform, which in their own time, in a safe environment where they don't need to rely on anything unfamiliar, they can just do it in their own time. Or they can buy some it doesn't matter how. But
yeah,
so I think this is quite a good idea because it solves half of the chicken and the egg problem of, we obviously need places where you can pay with Zcash, but you need people to have it in the first place to pay with it.
Yeah, I think another model is like looking at programs that are trying to distribute that access to lower the barrier, but like create more opportunities for people to come in and earn Zcash directly from the block board. And I think if we kind of focus on that as well, we can actually solve the other side of that problem of getting people Zcash. So then you might have a model where people can come in with Zcash already in their pocket, and they can help pay and start that economy there as well.
Well, I think
it's like both trying to figure out both sides of it is interesting, but yeah.
Well, I have as I say, it will be step by step, but my idea for the next part is that the property we have needs to be used. There are spaces that need to be used, and there's work that needs to be done. So my idea is that we build first the Zebra Lounge, second the Scudo Zabrato pizzeria. Now these are places which local people and people from wider area in the region would like to come and use, but like you say, they may not have Zcash. But let's say that you're an artisan, let's say that you're an electrician, or let's say that you're a builder, or you're a furniture designer, and you live here and you would like to pay with Zcash, but you don't have any. Well, a bit like the idea of the Workaway. Do you know Workaway? Have you heard of that scheme? It's a scheme where young people go, and let's say there's a farm and they need farm hands. They have space.
Farm for a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a symbiotic thing. It's like you give a day's labor and you get room and board in exchange. So I think that we could do something like this for artisans who don't have any Zcash but would like to earn some Zcash. And again, it won't, on a retail level, you can't KYC every person that comes in. But if you meet a local artisan, you develop a friendship or a relationship with this person, and they would like to be KYC'd, then it's possible that they could do work in exchange for Zet. And they could, let's say they could work on, doing some electrics here, doing this, doing that. And at this point, you start to create the circular economy, because at this point you found local people who do fair work for a fair amount of ZEC, and maybe they will keep some of that ZEC for spending in their local restaurant, their local bar.
Yeah.
This is the sort of long-term vision.
And I think that's really important, because there might be models where you have to, as someone who wants to work and have their business accept Zcash, then you might have to sign some tax forms or whatever, KYC, depending on your various jurisdiction, for in the U.S. it's KYCing to the nonprofit because the U.S. government requires that, right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting too, because people will then get the Zcash and then maybe be able to just construct peer-to-peer economies around that. And obviously not legal advice, but yeah,
there's ways to like build those models.
There's ways to do it, and there's great technologies like great talk from Rene yesterday talking about Zego, the payment payments system he's built, and that's wonderful. So like the technology's there to pay with Zcash.
Yeah,
as long as you have a wallet and you have earned some Zcash, yeah, and you have somewhere to spend some Zcash, it's all there. The rails are built. Now we
now,
need
now
to scale this exactly. And I think there's one final thing I'd like to say, which is that the next thing, and because again I've been in France for a while, and in France they have a lot of the time now they have these things called I think it's called like a ganguette, and it's like a bar, and sometimes you have several bars, several businesses, food trucks, and it's like a mini festival. They all go to one place. There's artisans selling their
yeah, yeah,
produce as well, and this is a very popular sort of model of doing business on a local level in France. And I've been thinking, well, now you can we have the space, we have the opportunity, and I hope that we're starting to make the right connections here with people in the community, that we can start in over a longer period thinking about creating ultimately a marketplace where monthly or even weekly or maybe even permanently we create like this kind of physical marketplace where artisans could come. They could have a pitch for their food truck or for their market stall selling their artisanal produce, and they would pay for the pitch in ZEC. They would earn ZEC. It would be the native token of this marketplace. And
yeah,
and I think then you have all bases covered. You have people earning it. You have a place to spend it. You have businesses other than the one that I'm doing, you know, so accepting it, and suddenly, well, we don't need fiat anymore. And
that's the way to build it. And it's all about taking that first step, which you are definitely doing. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all the work that you're doing and building something that we are going to be able to eventually congregate to and take our little Zcash pilgrimage.
Well, thank you for everything you've been doing. And thank you for interviewing me. And it's been lovely to meet you.